There is a fascinating thread over at Conspiracy No Poll subreddit to do with fasting. This idea that some people have, that you're better off going for extended periods during the day without eating food. And I want to read some of the comments that have been left on that subreddit thread. And I want to read for you a section from the book Propaganda by Edward Bernays, which I'm sure you've heard of this book. Maybe some of you have read the book. In fact, this book is on the JLB recommended reading list. And there's a key section from the book, and this book is from almost 100 years ago. There's a key section to do with propagandizing people about breakfast. So what we're going to do is take a look at that key section from that book, and we'll take a look at some of the comments that have been left on the fasting thread on Conspiracy No Pulse subreddit. And what I'm hoping to do is to get some of you guys to leave your thoughts about fasting. I'm guessing most of you have tried it, and what I'm curious to know is, what results did you actually get when you tried it for yourself? Before we get to that though, there was another Late Night Truth Lounge, JLB Late Night Truth Lounge last night, and then today I took the time to take that stream and then rip it to audio and then get rid of the dead air and all the nonsense at the beginning and the end of the show to produce a polished product, which is now available for you to download or stream for free at johnlebon.com. As some of you know, I like to do this. I do the live streams of an evening, and then the next day I take the audio from that, clean it up, and publish it to my Podbean account, which, like I said, is available publicly. So I'll link to that in the show notes below. And it was a very popular episode last night. It was the first Late Night Truth Lounge in 6 weeks almost. So a lot of people turned up, even though there was no real advance notice of it. I just started streaming and people turned up, and some terrific comments were left. So what I'm going to do right now is actually read out some of the comments that were left on the YouTube stream, which is no longer available, because what I do is I take that YouTube stream and then I set it to private to try to avoid any censorship from our friends over at YouTube. So those comments are no longer visible, but before I had time to do that today, people had already left these excellent comments. So I thought, since they'll no longer be visible to anybody else, I will take a screenshot of those comments and read them out on this video. Before we get to any of this though, so today we're talking about Edward Bernays, propaganda, fasting, what results do people really get, and the comments left on last night's Late Night Truth Lounge. We've got a lot to get through, but first, we do have to go to a quick break, a word from our sponsors here at johnlebon.com. So you've got the good news and you have a special little one on the way. You know what you need to do now, find out if it's a boy or a girl. At Big Radiation Clinics, we have the latest in 4D sonogram technology to let you see every nook and cranny of your bundle of joy. More often than not, you'll even get to see your baby kicking and squirming while we take a peek. It's almost as though they can feel the radiation cooking them in real time. So come on down to Big Radiation Clinics and see the baby today. And thank you to the good people over at the Big Radiation Clinics. If you find out that you've got a little one on the way, you know you need to find out if it's a boy or a girl. It's absolutely essential that you do this. You can't wait for the baby to be born. No, you have to find out now. So go down to the Big Radiation Clinics and have them check out every nook and cranny. And it's almost like the baby knows it's being watched. It's almost like it can feel the radiation. Thanks once again to our friends down there at the Big Radiation Clinics. So here are the comments that were left on last night's Late Night Truth Lounge. Once again, you can access that at johnlebon.com or via the John LeBond Podbean links in the comment section below. Here are the comments that were left before I even had a chance to go and convert that episode into an MP3. So out of respect to these individuals, I thought it was best that I read these comments out since they are no longer visible on the YouTube upload. Bargo Enigmas says, everyone at my work are NPCs. It feels like I'm logging into a World of Warcraft every time I enter the lunchroom. Awesome song in the beginning though. And when he mentions the song, he's talking about the smash hit Stop It by Dave J and the Metascriptors, which I can't play for you right now, but you can hear that song. We played at the beginning of last night's Late Night Truth Lounge, and this one is setting the international dance club charts on fire. I think you're going to love it. So like I said, that's in the Late Night Truth Lounge that you can access. Link in the show notes. But he says here that everyone at work are NPCs. It feels like I'm logging into a World of Warcraft every time I enter the lunchroom. Of course, we were talking in last night's Late Night Truth Lounge about this idea that some of the people around us might not be all there. The lights are on, but nobody's home. Illinois Jones 8003 says this, what we got wrong. Now, this is in response to my question that I've been asking people on my shows, both the live streams and the pre-recorded podcast that I do for bombersations.com. The question I've been asking people, and I'm going to ask you guys right now, yes, you watching this YouTube video, wherever you are around the world, did you get anything wrong in 2020 or 2021? Because I think the honest answer is yes. And so if you can't remember getting anything wrong, that means that either you didn't make any predictions, or it means that you are some kind of Nostradamus-style savant who saw everything unfolding correctly, which I find very hard to believe, or it means that you did make a prediction, you got it wrong, but you can't remember it because your brain doesn't work the way that I used to think that everybody's brain does. So I appreciate Illinois Jones leaving this comment. Let's take a look at what they say. They said that they've been seen through scripted news and stuff and real-world posturing since they were an 80s kid. Not 2012 when propaganda became more legal in the USA. Incorporated, he calls it. Loosely predicting events without help for a lifetime. Even checked an October 2017 world event live for myself. Indeed, it was bogus. Called 2020A rebranding of the flu to get people in line by January 2020. Would be one of hundreds not wearing facial coverings, annoyed, not prideful. Saw right through A. Jones in early 2000s in the ridiculous Bohemian Grove video. First one of his I saw. I absolutely thought way more people would drop by the jibby, and it would be under the headline guise of the new variant got them, and the public would believe it. You can't tell a soldier's family they fought or died for a corporation. Not unfeasible to think that indoctrinated self-righteous virtue mercenaries don't come back from battle unscathed. It's comically sad their battle fatigues were a mask or three for this world war. So when the whole world weirdly agreed to shut down for months within days, it seemed highly possible a bunch of them would drop too, since they were falling in line so easily. To think, not once in our lifetime did the world shut down for safety reasons. My thought was, wow, these fools even surprise me. Anything goes now. But who knows, maybe it's still ongoing. If proven right later on, I'm not going to stupidly raise my fist and shout, pure blood, like people we wanted to think had the same perspectives as us. This world is a dance of duality. Main reason I'm writing is on the 311 show you said you lost all hope in humanity in 2020. Same. Basically, it confirmed what you might have suspected about others. Not a surprise, but a letdown nonetheless. A dashed hope. Wonder if my 911 birthday and negative blood type causes me to see. Still don't know. So there is a lot to unpack from all of this. I think what Illinois Jones is saying, among other things, is that 2020, they were disappointed in how people reacted, the people around them. And maybe it helped them to see more clearly that this idea, the NPC meme, maybe it's more than just a meme. And this is something that I did speak about in that 311 special show, which I will link to in the show notes below in case you haven't seen it. But based on the view counts, it seems as though everyone has seen it, or at least listened to it, because it is both a video and an audio. But if you haven't seen it, go and check it out. A very special 311 Grand Spectacular, where I was chatting with Abdefakeologist, Tim Osman, the president of the Infinite Plane Society, and Fake Nukes Phil, the dude on BitChute who has been deconstructing the so-called war that's going on in the Middle East as we speak. So there's a lot that I could say about Illinois Jones' comment, but we don't have time for me to go into too much depth about that today. But I do want to say a big thanks to Illinois Jones. I'm guessing you're going to see this video as well, and I do appreciate you taking the time to leave that comment. Adam Cook 138 says this, I'll own my shizzle circa 2020 in the bat hoax, mask useless, lockdown, unlawful movement. I got to own my mistakes that I was a prophet of doom, and every building site outside of the city, I'd say, look, that's going to be our prison when they implement the digital currency on us. However, I do feel that the sleeping souls will acquiesce to that financial control system eventually. My experience with subjective and objective truth seems to be heading along a trajectory of wake up, grow up, shut up. I think I'm still growing up. If I didn't now have a messed up left leg, I'd shake my skinny backside to stop it. The smash hit by Dave J and the Metascriptors. So credit to Adam Cook here. He is admitting that he got it wrong. He was one of the people who believed that people would be imprisoned or detained in these camps for the non-jibby jabbers. And a lot of people did believe that back in 2020. And I don't blame them. I don't blame anybody who thought that that might be happening. Because things wouldn't... It was madness what was going on. Absolute madness. And none of us really knew what was going to happen next. And so I appreciate it when people can come to me and say, actually, you ask if I've got something wrong. Here's what I got wrong. Because I've told you guys what I got wrong, among other things. I thought the flights weren't coming back. At least I thought they weren't coming back the way that they had been. Because prior to 2020, all you needed was a so-called passport and a little bit of money, and you could basically fly anywhere you wanted to. Yeah, you had to go through some stupid scanners and security, and it's all a big rigmarole these days, isn't it, to get through all that crap. But realistically, it's a pretty simple process. And then all the planes stopped in 2020. And I should know because, like a game of musical chairs, I found myself in Kuala Lumpur a couple days before the flights all stopped. I'd just arrived, and then the flights stopped. And so I began to think, and I expressed outwardly on the record, that I didn't think the flights were coming back. Or if they did come back, it wouldn't be as easy to travel as it had been before. Maybe there'd be some other requirements you needed, like some kind of biometric passport, or maybe there would be a jibby necessity, or there'd be something. I just thought the flights weren't coming back the way they had been. And of course, it turns out I was wrong, and I've been very open about that. So it's cool to me when other people can come along and say, you know what, JLB? Here's what I got wrong as well. And in this case, that's exactly what Adam Cook does, so massive respect to him for that. So thank you, Adam Cook, for the comment. Then we get to Dante from New York. He says, in high school, I remember a guy said, I wish there was some signal women had, like a halo above their head, that would show us whether or not they liked us. This was someone who did fairly well too, somewhat shy, but one of the cute hot ones that didn't have to try too hard. And while I was a noob on that front, I still innately knew that eye contact was one of those halos, as well as other indicators, laughing, whispering with friends, flirting, etc. So the idea of jackets, well, most people do wear logo-laden apparel. Now, he's talking in reference to a comment that I made towards the end of that late-night Truth Lounge, which I don't have time to go into too much detail about here, but I was basically saying, you know how people come to you, sometimes people say, oh, I wish politicians had to wear sponsors on their jackets the same way that race car drivers do, so we know who's funding their campaign. Right, you would have heard this idea before? And what I was saying in last night's Late Night Truth Lounge is, yeah, it'd be cool if everyone did that. But instead of wearing sponsors, they wore logos of all the companies they support with their money. So you think of how people go to work. Okay, they give up 5 days a week, 48, 50 weeks a year, depending where they live. They give up all this time, their finite time on the earth, to make money. Okay, most of us do this. Almost all of us have done this at least at some point in our lives. Give up time for money. That's how the world works. It's fair enough. And then you pay your rent and you pay for your food and other necessities. And then what you've got left is your disposable income. And the point I was making was, it'd be cool to see where everybody's disposable income goes. Because I hear lots of people and I read comments from lots of people saying that they really care about, for instance, the truth, the so-called truth. Or they think independent media is really important because there's so much propaganda on TV and CNN and Fox News and all the mainstream outlets. You know, they're funded by God knows who to spread their propaganda. So the independent media is so important, I hear people say. But I know for a fact that most of these people don't give any of their money to independent media or to the people who produce this independent content. Which, by the way, is totally cool. People should spend their money however they see fit. I've got no issue with that. The issue is with the people who say one thing, but the evidence, that is where their money actually goes, says something very different. I would prefer it if people would just be more honest about it. Actually, my disposable income, about 20 to 30% goes to KFC, McDonald's, other fast food delivery, chocolates, and other confectionery from the bank. Like, just be honest. That's where your money goes. That's what you care about. I wish people would be more honest about it. That's one of the things I was talking about in towards the end of last night's Late Night Truth Lounge. That's what Dante is commenting in response to. He's saying that people do wear logo-laden apparel and they stare at or talk on their mini monoliths. Any obesity is correlative with the bakeries and the Burger Kings of the world. And the content of their conversations are clear tells of their teleconsumption. I believe I seek knowledge / truth far more than most, but I'm no better than a normie. In many ways worse, with an insatiable thirst for happy hormones, self-destructive as those vices, many with high prices, maybe. That's another terrifically honest comment. Big thanks to all the people who leave these honest comments, either at johnlebon.com or on the YouTube channel or in the live stream chat or at the Conspiracy No Pulse subreddit. I appreciate honesty, people being honest. Yep, here's who I am, here's what I do, here's the reality of the situation. Which is in contrast to the vast majority of people in this corner of the internet who are fronting. It's a live action roleplay. They come to the internet, they come to this corner of the internet, and they pretend like they're so virtuous and they're so special and they care about all of these lofty ideals. And then they go back to their real life, they close their laptops or their monoliths, and they go back to wanton consumption of completely unnecessary food and clothes and haircuts and tattoos. And by the way, I've got no issue. Spend your money however you want. The issue is the people who pretend one thing on the internet. Oh, I believe this and I believe... And then their real life is so different. It's ridiculous, man. Well, Dante was telling the truth, as has come to be his custom. Okay, Vux sucks, says Nest Eggless. That's in response to probably the middle portion of last night's Late Night's Truth Lounge, where I was talking about how, well, I made some bad investment decisions and I invested in a cryptocurrency asset. When I say I invested, I mean I didn't sell my position when I could have. And my nest egg's all broken now. I don't have a nest egg. There's no JLB nest egg anymore. And that's 100% my fault. No nest egg for JLB. Barley Life with JLB says, absolutely, Trump is a TR4NNY, and it shows how bereft you are of critical thinking, or you are an agent, JLB. So that's in response to last night's Late Night Truth Lounge, where I suggested that these people who sit there behind their microphones and talk about how all the celebrities are TR4NNIES, these people are, at best, hopelessly misinformed, or disinformed, or diseased with a mind virus that was put there by charming scumbags on YouTube and other parts of the internet. And they now fully believe all these celebrities are trainees, and they're 100% confident about it. They're not putting it out there as a possible idea, they say it with complete confidence. And so that's one of the things I was talking about last night, and clearly this has riled up this fellow Barley Life with JLB. I've known of this guy on the internet for like 7 or 8 years. Somehow he and I have ended up with the same names on YouTube. And he lives in Bali, apparently. Although, is he the same guy? I think he used to be in Thailand. That, you know, this general idea of going to Asia where the weather's better and the cost of living is lower and for some people the lifestyle's a lot more fun. He's one of those dudes and he YouTubes about it. And so I think it's the same guy. And he's saying that if I don't agree that all these celebrities like Trump, RT, R4NNY, if I don't agree with them about this claim that these people make, then I'm either bereft of critical thought or I am an agent. Welcome to the wonderful world of YouTube, folks. And then finally, we got a comment from Dave J himself. He says, stop it, not bad. So he's pretty happy with his song, which is, of course, called Stop It by Dave J and the Metascriptors. And if you want to hear that, go and check out last night's Late Night Truth Lounge, available in MP3 format to stream or download at your leisure. Link in the comment section below. Okay, so those are the comments that were left on YouTube before I had a chance to set it to private. Generally speaking, folks, you're better off not leaving comments on the YouTube version of the Late Night Truth Lounge, because I do set those to private so that there's less chance of me getting censored for speaking about the things that I censor here on YouTube. If you want to leave those comments, the best place to do it is at johnlebon.com. But with that being said, I do appreciate that those of you who left those comments did so, and that's why I read your comments out just now. Of course, if you leave a comment on this YouTube video, I will leave it. This video that I'm making right now, I really don't think is going to cover any territory that's too dangerous, YouTube style. So this video, please do leave your comments. But the Late Night Truth Lounge live streams, you can leave your comments in the live stream chat. But if you leave them on the video once it's been finished, that video will soon become private, like I just explained. Okay, now it's time to talk about this subreddit thread to do with fasting. And what I'm trying to ask you guys is, have you tried it? I'm guessing most of you have tried fasting, because this has been a fad on the internet now for at least 6 or 7 years. So those of you who've tried it, I want you to let me know in the comment section below, what results did you actually get? Not what you've heard about or what you've read about or what you believe might happen. No, what results did you actually get when you tried it for yourself? That's much more interesting to me than any claims that you might be repeating second or third hand from YouTubers or podcasters. No, I want to know what did you experience when you tried fasting? That's what I want to know. Please let me know in the comments section below or at this thread on Conspiracy No Pulse subreddit, which I'll link to in the comment section below as well. So I'm going to read some of these comments and I'm going to read a key section from the book Propaganda by Edward Bernays, which is almost 100 years old. It's incredible how prescient and pertinent that section of what he wrote about is. We'll take a look at that. But first, we do have to go to a break, a special word from one of our sponsors here at johnlebon.com.
See all of these people smiling and having fun? See their white teeth and bright eyes and trim figures? See how they're laughing and dancing and surrounded by friends of all kinds? They're reading the chocolates from the Big Sugar Favourites collection. It comes in a colourful box and there's 50 different bite-sized pieces of gooey goodness in every pack. You'll feel happy as soon as you put the favourites box in your shopping cart. Then you can get home and dive into your favourite chocolates wrapped in wrappers of blue, red, green, orange and more. Vote with your wallet and support Big Sugar today.
Yes, and a big thanks to Big Sugar for sponsoring this program here at johnlebon.com. Big Sugar, folks, go and support Big Sugar. Vote with your wallet and buy more chocolates and cookies and cakes and all the rest of it. It'll make you happy, just like all the people that you see on TV in the advertisements for Big Sugar. Okay, so this is a thread that I put on Conspiracy No Pulse subreddit just a few hours ago. It's already got more than 30 replies, and the Conspiracy No Pulse subreddit, some threads only get 3 or 4 replies. Some get hundreds. You can never predict which ones are going to get the most action. Well, this one's got a lot of action very quickly. So clearly a lot of people have stuff they want to say about fasting. Basically, what I was asking was, have you tried it? And if you have, what are your results? Of the detailed replies, the top one comes to us from VansLamb6, who says this: more energy, fewer sugar cravings, and clearer thinking are the biggest things I notice. I've done the one meal a day thing before, but I tend to overeat when I do that. I go on and off with this and have my entire life. I haven't been working for a couple of months, so I've fallen back into eating several times per day. It's cold here, so I spent too much time indoors. Ironically, however, today I decided to take the day off and do at least a 24-hour fast, and depending how I feel, I may just do 36 hours. I grew up always battling Mum about breakfast. I don't like to eat breakfast, but Mum was convinced that it was indeed the most important meal of the day. I suspect Bernays had something to do with that rhetoric. Thank you, VansLamb6, for that comment, and yes, we'll take a look at Bernays in just a moment. 300CID says this: intermittent fasting that I wasn't even aware I was doing somehow lost me 80 pounds without even trying. I didn't hurt as much everywhere when I was doing it. Still today, I really only eat once a day unless I get shaky. Still hurting more, but that's because on the inside I have the body of a retirement age man and it's getting worse all the time. Gotta say, probably from malnutrition as a kid. But I can keep my weight under control, probably underweight still, without even trying really. Even if I eat garbage for a week, it's gone the next. So we have another person reporting positive results from intermittent fasting, in this case without even intentionally trying to quote-unquote fast, simply by having those eating patterns, they've noticed the benefit. 80 pounds is a huge weight loss, which obviously I can't know if that's all because of fasting, but this particular individual is suggesting that that was the major contributor, simply not eating too often during the day. Teledef says, fasting is pretty awesome to be honest, specifically intermittent fasting. It's extremely difficult the first 2 days, but after that, your body learns to stop being a bitch and you don't really feel hungry anymore. Just make sure you're drinking a lot of water. Also, don't gamble on any flatulation if you normally have a high fiber diet and you decide to fast intermittently. Very easy to soil yourself if you're not careful the first few days, LMAO. Well, I've got to say from my experience and from the people I've spoken to, I've never heard that particular issue. In fact, I've read a lot about fasting. This is the first I've heard of someone saying that might be an issue. But putting that aside, what they're saying is that, and this is the part I agree with, the first couple days of fasting, yeah, your body has to get used to it. And you are hungry. This is what I heard about before I tried it, and this is what I experienced. The first couple days when I got into fasting all those years ago, the first couple days I was hungry, and I was like, what the hell am I doing? This is so stupid. My body's telling me to eat. I'm not eating. This is such a stupid thing. But a friend of mine had told me, yeah, you're going to be hungry for a couple days. Trust me. It'll go away. I think he said in a week it'll go away. But it was literally just a couple of days, and then the hunger goes away. And so what that led me to realize, and this is way before I got into the so-called truth stuff, what that led me to realize was that what I thought was normal, hunger, or at least the type of hunger that I thought was normal, constant hunger during the day, it's not normal. At least this is just my opinion, folks. I want your opinions in the comment section below. We think it's normal because we're not used to anything else. And we think that it'll be that way forever. It only takes your body a couple days and suddenly you're not hungry. No. You're not hungry. It just takes a couple of days to adapt, is my experience. And apparently that's the experience of Teledev as well. Cycling Dutchie says that they lost 90 pounds on one meal a day and exercise. Now I just eat one meal a day plus some snacks like cashews or peanuts or fruits. So you can see from the top few results or the top few replies to a thread that I only published a few hours ago, we've got multiple different anecdotal accounts of people having positive experiences with fasting. Like I said earlier on multiple times, I want your comments in the comment section below. I want your anecdotal experiences, not what you've heard from others, not what you've heard from me or from these people at Conspiracy No Pulse subreddit. I want your experiences. What were your experiences when you tried intermittent fasting or just fasting in general? Call it whatever you want. Going extended periods. Well, extended compared to the normal, compared to three. Wake up and have breakfast. Oh, it's lunchtime. Let's have breakfast. Just got home from work. Let's have something to eat. Oh, it's dinner time. Oh, before bed. No, forget that. Extended periods is in hours and hours during the day without eating. What results did you get when you tried that? Now, I told you that we'd look at this book, Propaganda by Edward Bernays, which is on the JLB recommended reading list, okay? It's at the top. Now, this recommended reading list has been this way for years and years. I haven't changed it in that time. These still remain the books that I think are the most important for me on my path when I was deprogramming, as I call it. Bernays, Propaganda. There's also The Crowd by Papa Gustav. That one's from more than 100 years ago. Can you believe that? That's from 120, 130 years ago. The Crowd by Papa Gustav. Of course, everyone's heard of 1984 by George Orwell. Very few people have read it, but everyone's heard of it. Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, same thing. Everyone's heard of it. Maybe a couple of people read it back in school, or they pretended to read it. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, another book that's very old, almost 100 years old, 90, I guess. 1936, what's that? Yeah, 90 years old. That book had such an influence on me, realizing how stupid I had been when talking with people. What he teaches in this book, among other things, is if you're trying to communicate with people, you've got to understand how to do that. Otherwise, what's the point? And to learn how to communicate with others, you've got to learn how to structure your own thoughts. So for me, this book isn't about winning friends or influencing people. It's about getting a clearer mind and a clearer idea of what is it that I want to convey? How can I convey that? For example, there's a chapter in the book that talks about admitting when you're wrong. Just admit it. If you're wrong, don't waste your time and other people's time trying to defend it, trying to make up excuses or pretend it didn't happen. Just own your mistakes. It'll help your own thinking, and other people will respect you more when they realize that you can own up to your mistakes. Just own up to them. You make an error, you've got to acknowledge it first in your own mind. You've got to get into the habit of acknowledging that you can be wrong sometimes. You're a human. You make mistakes. So get into the habit of recognizing when you're wrong, owning your mistakes, and admitting it. And maybe this is one of the reasons why I hear these people 3 or 4 years removed from 2020 pretending like they didn't get anything wrong. And I know for a fact they did. And I can't help but lose respect for them because I'm like, either their thinking isn't working and they don't even realize when they've been wrong about something, or they do know they're wrong, but they can't own it. Either way, I don't like it. So anyway, that's just one example from that book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's on the recommended reading list there at johnlebon.com. And finally, The Art of War by Sun Tzu, which is a very short book. I think it's like 40 or 50 pages. It's barely even a book. It's more of like a pamphlet. And of course, there are people who question if Sun Tzu ever existed, which is a very sensible thing to question because all of so-called ancient history should be questioned. But regardless of who wrote it, there's some excellent stuff in there. So those are the books on the recommended reading list. And like I said, at the top of the list is the book Propaganda. Propaganda, written by Edward Bernays, 1928, yada, yada, yada. Now, here's the section I wanted to read to you guys. This is from about the middle of the book. Bernays writes this: "It was one of the doctrines of the reaction psychology that a certain stimulus often repeated would create a habit, or that the mere reiteration of an idea would create a conviction. Suppose the old type of salesmanship, acting for a meat packer, was seeking to increase the sale of bacon. It would reiterate innumerable times in full-page advertisements, 'Eat more bacon. Eat bacon because it is cheap, because it is good, because it gives you reserve energy,' yada, yada, yada. The newer salesmanship," and he's referring to himself. This whole book, Propaganda, is just a sales technique for Bernays and how good he is at selling. In other words, look at how good I am at selling stuff. Come to me and I'll help you sell whatever you're trying to sell. So when he talks about newer salesmanship, he means his salesmanship. He says, the newer salesmanship is understanding the group structure of society and principles of mass psychology. Would first ask, who is it that influences the eating habits of the world? The answer, obviously, is the physicians. The new salesman will then suggest to physicians to say publicly that it is wholesome to eat bacon. He knows as a mathematical certainty that large numbers of persons will follow the advice of their doctors because he understands the psychological relation of dependence of men upon their physicians. Guys, this is a book from almost 100 years ago, and you've got one of the foremost, one of the preeminent salespeople, sales experts, group psychologists, crowd psychologists, people who understand the masses. And he even talks about them as the masses in the book. I don't think he refers to them as the hoi polloi. Don't know exactly. I can't remember exactly what word he uses. I read this one ages ago. But he openly speaks about how the masses are easily persuaded. You just have to learn how to do it. And in this book, he even talks about how, well, if you want people to eat bacon in the morning, just get the doctors to tell them that it's good for them. They'll trust them. They'll trust the doctors. Now, you can probably see how I find this relevant to the broader conversation going on today at johnlebon.com and other platforms to do with 2020 and what happened. How did they get the masses to go along with this nonsense? They didn't simply take out full-page advertisements or run 30-second ads during the morning news, did they? No, they got the experts, the epidemiologists, didn't they? They got the experts, and that's all it took. Because today, just like 100 years ago, and just like 100 years from now, the masses don't want to think for themselves. They want to go along with the crowd. And who does the crowd look up to? The authorities. And what better authority to trust than the so-called physicians? So that is from Propaganda by Edward Bernays. So what I've done today is I've read out some of the comments from this thread on Conspiracy No Poll. I recommend you go and check it out. There are some terrific comments that are left on a lot of the threads over there on that subreddit. I mentioned last night's Late Night Truth Lounge, where I talked about this idea that it's all scripted. You can download or stream that. It's about 1 hour 40 minutes. And again, I've taken the live stream audio. I've cleaned it up, got rid of the dead air and all the nonsense, and made a very polished final product. I put the time in to save you the time listening to nonsense. Because some people you listen to their nonsense and they don't even bother editing their podcasts. And that's their business. Like, I'm not trying to disparage. I'm just saying, if you care about your time, if you value your time, you're in good luck. Because so do I. I've cleaned this up and made it all nice and pretty sounding. There's no wasted time in this. I think you'll enjoy this Late Night Truth Lounge. Link to that in the comment section below. And I've also mentioned this book, Propaganda, by Edward Bernays. Now, this one, it says 159 pages. This is also a relatively short book. So if you're one of the few people who still reads books, this one is definitely worth getting your hands on. That's why it is at the top of the JLB recommended reading list. So that's it from me today. Go and check those links in the comment section below and let me know, when you tried fasting for yourself, what were your actual results? I'm interested to get these anecdotal reports from people all around the world. I'm guessing if you've tried it, you had a positive experience. But that leads to the next question. Why did you stop? And I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm genuinely curious to know what were your experiences. Please share them with me in the comment section below. I'm John LeBond, coming to you from beautiful Plovdiv, Bulgaria. And this is all made possible by the people who support what I do at johnlebond.com. You know who you are, thanks to all of you. But it's not enough, folks, which is why I've had to sell my soul and take the advertising dollars from Big Punting. So here are our friends down at Big Bookie to let you know about their latest offers. Leave those comments in the comment section below, and here's Big Bookie with a special word from our sponsors. The new season's here, and that means it's time to bet on the games. At Big Bookie, we have so many betting markets it'll make your head spin. Bet on first goal scorer, last goal scorer, which direction the wind will be blowing, what colour underwear the referee will be wearing, and so much more. Let's go to retired professional player to give us his pick of the week.
Well, it's round one, and that means there's some good odds to be found. My retired pro multi of the week is Jones first goal scorer, Brown last goal scorer, wind blowing northeasterly, and the referee to be wearing black undies. Multi it all together for odds of 3-1, 1-1, and win big this weekend.
Get the app on your phone for even better odds, and for alerts if you go even 1 week without placing a Hail Mary multi. No cold turkey for you. This app will keep you hooked. So vote with your wallet and support Big Bookie today.
Here we see a starving African child. His village has no running water, and food is scarce. With World Vision, you can feed him for just $1 per day. Here we see an independent researcher and content creator living in some little town in Eastern Europe. Times are tough. Now that the pandemic is over and the world has gone back to normal, nobody cares about the truth anymore. He hasn't been able to afford any H or B for months now. You can feed his hedonistic appetite for just US 70 cents per day. Don't let this truth artist starve. Nourish him. Join johnlebon.com today.
It wasn't a tent, it was this magnificent thing.